Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to In the Studio with Linus. How are y'all doing today? I hope everybody's having a good day today. Well, what's going on with these politicians? I tell you, who knows what's going on? Is Instagram taking over social media for celebrities? What's going on? Welcome, everybody, to In the Studio with Linus every Wednesday at 6 p.m. on the West Coast, because I'm your queen of the Northwest Corridor. At 6 p.m. and it's 9 p.m. on the East Coast, we will be discussing entertainment news, hot topics, sports, news of the weird, and always something to laugh about and learn, of course. Call in and join the show with your comments or opinion. All are welcome. Remember, keep it respectable. The chat room is not open today, sorry. But the phone number, if you want to call in and join me on the show, is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. If there's a subject matter you would like to see discussed, send me a message on Facebook on the Essence of Success Network, and I'll be sure to read it, let you know about it, comment back, and might even use it on the show. How about that? All right. So, of course, entertainment news is first up, and then on sports today, I'm going to be talking about Pop Warner football player paralyzed at 13, and he dies at 18. His name is Donovan Hill, so we're going to talk about that a little bit. Why is because there's a lot of children in football, so I think there's some issues that we need to discuss and talk about. In the meantime, let's start with entertainment news. You know y'all waiting to hear what I got to tell you, All right. Looks like the federal government's Drug Enforcement Agency is now a part of the investigation of Prince's death. Say what? The singing-songwriting legend died last month at his Paisley Park complex, and questions have been swirling around about his sudden passing. The rumors are now swinging toward drug use. Despite his friends saying drugs weren't in his life, I believe that. More stories are generating that Prince had a dependence on prescription like Percocet. A lawyer for two of the superstar's deceased siblings is making the Percocet claim. Meanwhile, there has been a parade of family members to the courthouse to take claim as the lawyers and the judge settle up Prince's estimated $300 million estate. Prince left no will, so people are crawling out of the woodwork to claim a share. That's just about nothing. In more Prince news, the tributes continue. People magazine has released a commemorative issue dedicated to the Grammy and Oscar winner, singer-songwriter, and the Apollo Theater in Harlem will induct Prince into their Hall of Fame this year. Congratulations, Eddie Murphy. He and model actress Paige Butcher welcomed their first child together. Their daughter's name is Izzy Ona Murphy, and Butcher have been together for 4 years. This is their first child and his ninth. Jada Pinkett Smith returns to the big screen in the comedy Bad Moms with Christina Applegate, Married with Children, and Mila Kunis from The 70s Show. Bad Moms opens in theaters July 29th. Two of our favorite ladies have bundles of joy on the way, Janet Jackson and Kerry Washington. Jackson, who has been married to billionaire businessman Al Wissam, Manna, for 4 years, halted her comeback for a tour, Unbreakable, after she took to social media and announced she and her hubby are starting their family. As of press time, Jackson, who turns 50 this year, has not confirmed or denied anything about expecting a baby. Meanwhile, actress Kerry Washington is expecting baby number two. The Scandal actress has been married to retired NFL player and ex-Eagles cornerback Asamuga for 3 years. The couple already have a daughter, Isabel. So how will the Scandal crew handle this? Last time, the season was cut short to accommodate Washington giving birth. As of press time, Washington isn't talking, so we're not sure how far along she may be. Now, I just read the other day that Janet Jackson is supposed to be pregnant. I think she's 3 months or something, or 4 months pregnant. But my thing is, why do you want to hide it? I don't understand that. You celebrity people get on my nerves with that. You get pregnant. Well, nobody's true or not true whether the person is pregnant. If you're pregnant, say that you're pregnant. It's going to come out anyway if you are. And if you're not, then so be it. But, you know, if you're taking time out to have children and you're pregnant, then say that. Stop playing games with yourself and the public, especially when you're an entertainment, icon. Yeah, I'm talking about you, Janet. The 7th annual Tony Award nominations have been announced, but not without some controversy. The hip-hop influence Hamilton leads the way with 15 nominations, including for Philly's own Leslie Odom Jr. of East Oak Lane. Other nominees include Oscar winner Lupita for her role in Eclipse, Cynthia Erivo, and Danielle Brooks, both for The Color Purple. As noticeable snub was Oscar winner Jennifer Hudson in The Color Purple. This could turn worse because Hudson is reportedly feeling used. Did putting her name on the marquee and building publicity campaign around her make the success for everyone but her? Well, was she there just to sell tickets and give her shine away? We want to know. Tell us what time it is, Jennifer Hudson. We want to know. Lee Daniels and Sean Penn have settled their suit. Last fall, Penn used Daniels for $10 million, sued Daniels for $10 million for allegedly implying that Penn may have domestic violence issues in the past. Well, the suit has now been settled with a public apology from Daniels and a donation to Penn's charity that works in Haiti. Penn, for his part, publicly accepted the apology and thanked Daniels for his contributions. Well, I don't mean to sound like a broken record, but Cat Williams was arrested again. Damn. It's another incident in Atlanta. Let's just say if you've never heard of assaulting someone by throwing a salt shaker at them, and hitting them so hard you bust their lip, then you've never heard of Cat Williams. The charges are piling up, and the comedian can't seem to stay out of trouble, y'all. Superstar ballerina Misty Copeland is getting her own doll from the makers of the legendary Barbie doll. Copeland is the first African-American woman principal dancer at the American Ballet Theater. The doll was created in Copeland's likeness with her fuller figure, the same figure naysayers along the way said would keep her from success. The Misty Copeland doll is part of the Barbie Sheroes program highlighting boundary-breaking women. Copeland says she wants children to see reality and themselves in the doll. Could changes be coming to The View? Well, the daytime talker has steadied out in the ratings, and the co-hosts are working together pretty well. Two of the ladies seem ready to go, though, Whoopi Goldberg and Raven Simone. Goldberg has been the moderator since 2007, for 8 years. Her contract negotiations aren't going well. The two big incidents of the current season are Goldberg missing Fridays because View producers decided no more taping out and the day must be live. Whoopi's current contract says 4 days a week for her, and she had to check the producers on that. The second was ABC's insistence that she back off supporting Bill Cosby against the sexual assault accusations. Goldberg, 60 years old, just may be ready to say goodbye. Raven Simone joined the permanent co-host position this season, and it may be a case of a year and out. The former Cosby Child actress made the most of her time by declaring she wouldn't hire someone with an ethnic-sounding name and blaming both as a student and a sheriff's deputy for a violent confrontation between two in school. Meanwhile, The View has renewed on ABC for its 20th season. We remember Afeni Shakur Davis. She was the mother of the late rapper Tupac Shakur, who was killed 20 years earlier. Davis was an activist, Black Panther, and later philanthropist in Exeter of her son's estate. In between, drug addiction threatened her life and her relationships with her son. Shakur encouraged Davis to get clean, and the struggle to mend that relationship is documented in his song, Dear Mama. Davis says even in the middle of her addiction, she enrolled Shakur in a theater program because her belief was children can be saved by the arts. After her son's death, Davis established the Tupac Amuro Shakur Foundation in Atlanta, which hosted both poetry and theater camps for youth. Afeni Shakur Davis was 69 years old. We also remember political strategist William R. Miller IV. Miller's fight was behind the scenes in establishing committees and board to specifically address the inequalities that plagued the city. A co-founder of the Philadelphia Police Task Force for Minorities recruiting the police department, the African-American Chamber of Commerce of Philadelphia, and under Governor Robert Casey, the Advisory Commission on African-American Affairs. Lionel Richie got himself a Las Vegas residency, and he's starting a makeup line. Say what? The line called Hello by Lionel Richie will include face masks, body glitter, hair bows, nail polish, and bath beads. Meantime, the ex-Commodore has been blowing the audience away with his shows at Planet Hollywood during his exclusive engagement. It's been going so well, it's pretty certain that Planet Hollywood will renew the residency past 2017. Dr. Bobby Jones set a record with his show, Bobby Jones Gospel, as cable TV's longest-running program. Say what? That's right. Show that man some love. Jones has decided this will be his farewell season. Along with fresh faces on the music scene, look for many veterans of gospel and the show to come back and give Jones a fitting close. Bobby Jones Gospel airs Sunday at 9 a.m. on BET. Jennifer Hudson throws her hat into the stage play to live TV performance craze. The Oscar winner will star in Hairspray Live in the role of Motomouth Mabel. Hairspray is the story of a teenager in 1960s America whose big dream is to get on the local teen dance show, but shakes up the status quo when she does. Martin Short, Gary Cole, Harvey Weinstein co-star. Hairspray's live debuts on NBC Wednesday, December 7th. Ebony Magazine has quarterback Cam Newton discussing losing the Super Bowl, fatherhood, and the politics of being a black athlete on the April and May issue of Ebony. Well, I guess they're combining in 2 months, so I guess you're only doing it 6 times a year instead of 12 times a year. That's interesting. Okay, well, let's go back. We'll take a quick little break here, and then we'll come back, and I'm going to speak about the young man that died, Donovan Hill, in sports. Okay, and how about, you know what? How about a little Phoebe Snow and Poetry Man? I ain't heard that in a minute.
Make me laugh, 'cause your eyes, they laugh.
sorry. If y'all were listening to the show and it was a blank, forgive me. I forgot I had the phone on mute and I was just talking. So anyway, I'll say goodnight and I'll see you next Wednesday. Don't forget to tune in Friday at 5 o'clock for Friday Traffic Jam.